Chapter 1. The apartment was small, unattractive, and possessed of an unsettling, musty odor that suggested long neglect. However, the few furnishings and personal belongings were clean and well-organized. Several of the chairs and the small side table were clearly antiques of high quality. The largest occupant of the tiny living room was a meticulously crafted maple bookcase that might as well have rested on the moon, so out of place did it seem in the modest, unremarkable space. Most of the volumes neatly lining the shelves were financial in nature and dealt with such subjects as international monetary policy and complex investment theories. The only light in the room came from a floor lamp next to a rumpled couch. Its small arc of illumination outlined the tall, narrow-shouldered man sitting there, his eyes closed as though he were asleep. The slender watch on his wrist showed it to be 4 o'clock in the morning. Conservative gray-cuffed suit pants hovered over gleaming black-tasseled shoes. Hunter green suspenders ran down the front of a rigid white dress shirt. The collar of the shirt was open, the ends of a bow tie dangled around the neck. The large, bald head was like an afterthought, because what captured one's attention was the thick, steel-gray beard that fronted the wide, deeply lined face. However, when the man abruptly opened his eyes, all other physical characteristics became secondary. The eyes were chestnut brown in color and piercing. They seemed to swell to a size that completely engulfed the eye sockets as they swept across the room. Then the pain racked the man, and he ripped at his left side. Actually, the hurt was everywhere now. Its origins, however, had been at the spot he now attacked with a fierce, if futile, vengeance. The breaths came in gushes, the face grossly contorted. His hand slipped down to the apparatus attached to his belt. About the shape and size of a Walkman, it was actually a CAD pump attached to a Groschung catheter that was fully hidden under the man's shirt, where its other end was embedded in his chest. His finger found the correct button, and the computer resting inside the CAD pump immediately delivered an incredibly potent dose of pain-killing medication over and above what it automatically dispensed at regular intervals throughout the day. As the combination of drugs flowed directly into the man's bloodstream, the pain finally retreated. But it would return. It always did. The man lay back, exhausted, his face clammy, his freshly laundered shirt soaked with perspiration. Thank God for the pump's on-demand feature. He had an incredible tolerance for pain, as his mental prowess could easily overpower any physical discomforts. But the beast now devouring his insides had introduced him...